This Carrie and Tommy catch-up will leave you feeling stress-free. So will Rescue Sleep, traditionally used to ease recurring and worrying thoughts that keep you awake at night. Don't lie awake wondering. Choose Rescue Sleep. Use only as directed.
Oh, yeah, welcome to Friday, Australia. So good to see you, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, you too.
Because I've got a bit of a health update for you, which I think will bring you quite a bit of joy.
I didn't know that there was something wrong with your health.
Yeah, I've been keeping it secret. So do you know how I mentioned the other day that my eye was giving me trouble?
Yeah, because you've got pink eye at the moment, I can see.
Well, I went to the doctors and I said, oh, it's just this eye, it keeps giving me grief and I don't know if I've scratched it or what it is. And she goes, "Why? Do you do anything with your eyes?" Like, and I'm like, well, it seems to be, I've been wearing quite a bit of makeup recently because we've been doing shoots. And she goes, no.
And just because you've started wearing it in your own time as well.
she goes, no, I mean, that should be fine. Do you cleanse your face and like make sure you've got all the makeup off? I said, it's funny you say that because half the time I do. But if I'm going out on a date afterwards, I will only lightly take it off. And she goes, what do you mean? And I said, well, I answered it to you. I said, I'll just kind of lightly take it off so I don't visibly look like I'm wearing makeup, but I just look a bit better than looking in real life. And she goes, so you get a towel or something and you kind of rub it a bit around your face and possibly in your eye. I said, yes, yes. And she goes, and then when you get home after that, do you then cleanse
wash
your face?
It off, and I'm like, no, oh, there's no cleansing happening.
No, particularly if I have a couple of drinks or something, I'll probably go to bed. And she goes, this is, you've got conjunctivitis because you've kept.
Have you got conjunctivitis?
that's really contagious, isn't it?
It is really contagious.
Oh, look, we're all friends here.
No, we're not.
Get over,
friends.
Give us an eye rub.
No.
Come on.
Now my eye's feeling itchy.
what do I put your finger in it? Oh. I'll put my finger in it.
No, don't touch me. then, you're not even allowed to send kids to kinder if they've got conjunctivitis.
We're not at kinder.
I know, but that's how contagious it is.
I'm not a kid.
You've been around my kids. You've been around everyone at the project.
I haven't been rubbing my eye on them, mate. And then I went to the chemist to get the drops, right? And the chemist lady, she goes, have you used those before? And I said, no. She goes, have you got conjunctivitis? And I didn't want to admit, so I said, no. And she said, well, then what's wrong with the eye? And I said, oh, it's from wearing makeup. Don't worry about it.
So you'd rather say you didn't have conjunctivitis and rather say that you like to get around with makeup on.
And she goes, what?
Now my eye's really itchy.
Stop rubbing it. And then she goes, well, you need to make sure your makeup brushes and stuff are clean and cleaning your brushes. And I said,
oh, no, you don't. Well, I haven't cleaned mine.
But
in
I said,
I
don't do the makeup. It's
communal.
It's makeup people. And she goes, what do you mean? So there's people all sharing makeup brushes. And I'm like, yeah, we've got makeup ladies and I guess we all share stuff. And she goes, do you make sure you wash it all off? And I said, well, the thing is, if I go on a date,
oh,
I just send me wash it off. And she goes, she said, are you okay?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I just have a little question here.
Just one little question.
I just have one little question. I don't know.
That's a head scratcher.
Yeah, that is a tricky one.
Let's find out, shall we?
Carrie and Tommy's Little Questions.
Yeah, if your little one is asking you questions that you don't know the answer to, that is where Tommy Little is here to help. Just go to carrieandtommy.com.au, register your little question, and your child could be walking away with the Space Talk watch, the safest and most secure children's smartwatch on the market, available at JB Hi-Fi and online.
Who have we got today? I think we've got Little All, my favourite season of the year. Are you there, Summer?
Yes.
Hi, Summer. How old are you?
Six.
And Summer, did you know that I'm a genius?
What?
Yeah, I know. Pretty lucky, right? Because these guys have stopped appreciating it. So when they come to work, they don't even go, what? They sometimes don't even say hi to me.
Summer, what's your question for our genius, Tommy?
How does a microwave work? Does it have a sun in it?
Does it have a sun in it?
Does the microwave have a sun in it? Why do you think it's got a sun in it, Summer?
Because I think it heats up food.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
How does it heat up food, Tommy? Does it have a sun in it?
It doesn't have a sun in it, I don't think, Summer. But I might be wrong, and I love that you're asking a question that's based on your name as well.
I know, because Summer's got a sun in it.
Yeah, you're all about heating things up, and that is great. Have you ever used a hairdryer, Summer?
Yeah.
So you know how hot air comes out of that, right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So you know how a microwave makes a similar kind of noise when you turn it on?
Uh-huh.
So it's because it's filled with tiny little hair dryers that all blow air.
Not true.
And that is true. But because you know how there's just a clear door at the front, Summer?
Yes.
That's why the plate in the middle has to spin round, because there's only little hair dryers in three of the sides. And so if it didn't spin round, one of the sides of your meal would remain uncooked by tiny hair dryers.
Wow.
Thank you, Summer.
No, Summer, do you really believe that?
No.
No.
Oh, don't you?
No, because Summer's smart and she knows that that's not the true story. What are microwaves having them that heats the food up, Tommy Little?
I think they probably have microwaves in them.
Mm, they have radiation. And what do the waves do?
Do they?
Yes.
My mum always said don't stand close to the microwave.
I think that might be a bit of a myth, but what do the waves do?
It's got radiation, yeah.
What do they do?
I don't know.
They bounce back and forth.
Do they?
Inside the metal walls, inside the microwave. And the waves reach the food and don't bounce off the food. They pass through the food, vibrating the molecules inside the food.
Summer, this sounds crazy.
And the molecules.
Do you think this sounds crazy,
Summer? By vibrating, they create heat.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Which one made more sense, Summer? My explanation or Carrie's just then?
Carrie's.
Yep. Thank you, Summer.
Damn it, Summer.
And the world is restored to its natural state. I am the genius.
Summer, do you have any more questions?
No.
Has it been fun talking to a genius?
Yes.
You have a great day, Summer. Look after yourself.
Bye.
Bye.
There we go. I think we all learnt something today. If you want to register your question and for the chance to win a Space Talk watch, register at carrieandtommy.com.au.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for Rescue Sleep, traditionally used to help you fall asleep, is only as directed.
The spray's been doing wonders for my sleep, but these pastilles are delicious, the blackcurrant flavour ones.
Do you know I reckon they'd make a really good secret sound? Listen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't that good?
Real loud. Oh.
Sorry. But I mean, you'd be wondering what that was.
You want me out of here after that?
Well, I think that was the sound of the tin and then my eardrums bursting. You'd only get to hear it once, because then you can't hear anything after you've heard it the first time. Stay with us.
Speaking of weirdos, okay. I know I'm a weirdo. One of our team members is super weird.
Which one?
In fact, I didn't know we had a child working with us, but we did.
You know, there's a name.
What is there?
Yeah, I believe it's called a cushy.
What?
You'll find out what that is coming up.
One more time.
Oh, so loud.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right, hands up. Who's the weirdo?
I think
it's
all know.
It's you, Sonda. It's you.
Just Donnie. There's no surprises there. It's the lady who hoards dog poo and thinks it's revenge at another person.
We're not going to tease this out. We're going to get straight to it. Sonda sleeps with soft toys. It's weird.
Just one.
That makes it sound like
I sleep with bunch of them.
Still weird. How old are you, mate?
36.
Oh, yeah, that's average for a soft toy user.
Can you stop doing your face, pretty face thing?
Oh, this is bull.
We've just discovered a new website called prettyscale.com. We're all comparing our faces. So far, I've got the most perfect face in the team. Just want to put it out
there. Do you?
79%. What'd you get?
Yeah.
82.
How many
from
attempts?
One of the
that was three
photos.
Attempts. Anyway, and we're not here to talk about that.
The hottest person in our team got 60 something.
No, I said I got 79.
You got 82.
Not you, Bell.
Anyway, no, we are here.
Can you focus now, Tommy, please? We're talking about Sonda being a weirdo with a soft toy.
Okay.
Well, can you participate?
I am. I'm waiting for the weirdo to speak up.
I don't think it's weird at all. I used to have a stuffed toy called Manny, who was a manatee.
You name it.
And also, who has a manatee as a soft toy?
No, to be fair, Son. Sorry, I'll get on your side now. Because to be fair, Son, it'd be weird if you had a soft toy and didn't name it. I had a soft toy when I was growing up, and it was called
Teddy.
When did you stop using a soft toy, though?
Oh, I lost it 2 weeks ago.
Actually, that's true. Mine had a name. Edward B. Bear.
Yeah, of course.
Until I was five.
So exactly. Anyway, Son, you're freak. Continue.
I had Manny the manatee, and then my beautiful son Henry stole it from me, which really annoyed me, but you have to give your kids everything.
And just in case you don't know what a manatee is, it's an underwater sea creature. Mm.
The most majestic of the creatures. That's my spirit animal.
It's kind of got a scrotum mouth.
Yeah.
And it baubles along.
Yeah, I love it.
Not attractive.
Yeah, great to cuddle. And then I've harboured anger and resentment at my kid for about a year since he stole my toy.
Yeah.
So for my 36th birthday, my husband bought me a new stuffed toy dug the dugong, and I'm back to cuddling.
Is dugong a snake?
No, a dugong is like a manatee. They're both like part of the manatee family.
Is it a seal?
No, it's a dugong.
We can't just say other names of animals. Oh, dugong. Is that an elephant?
I thought it was like a sea. Seal.
They are like sea elephants, though. They're big, fat, bumbling creatures that float around. I love them.
Dugong. Doug, the dugong.
Doug, the dugong. And I sleep with him.
So you cuddle him instead of Adrian?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm. And how does Adrian feel? I'd like to know, when did you reveal? Did you hide this from Adrian at the start, or were you like, "Hey, it's nice, so nice to meet you. This is me, and this is Manny. Anyway, we're gonna need we're gonna need a table for three."
No, he knew, and he. I asked him if this was weird, and he said that it was by far the least weird thing about me. So,
I really like him.
Yeah,
he's so sweet. I like that he got it to you for your 36th birthday as well. Like once it became Henry's, he could have gone, "This is it. We can get the soft toy out of our bed." But instead, he brought you a new one.
And you know what? He hid it in bed. I said, "Are you coming to bed?" He's like, "No, I'm staying up." And he'd hidden it under the pillow, and he could hear me from the other room going, "Ah!" When I found it, it was so awesome.
Do you know what I wished the moment I was there for was when he was at the toy shop and he said, "I need a stuffed dugong for Sonda."
I said, "Would you like us to wrap it in some cute pink little girl or blue boy?"
How old is she? Yeah. Oh, fast approaching 40.
Oh, all right. Well, that's brutal. I don't think it's weird.
Yeah, everyone does. We brought the whole team from the radio station in. Quick show of hands, who thinks it's weird? Great, they all think it's weird.
Well, we got Zave here. Zave can weigh in on this real quickly. Zave, what do you think? Is that weird that she's sleeping with a stuffed toy at 36?
Yes, I think it's pretty weird.
One for weird. Okay, we'll go to Daniel real quickly.
Daniel, who are you sleeping with then?
I'm sleeping with my boyfriend.
Okay, and there's no toys in the bedroom?
No, there's an extra pillow that I hug, so that's
No, it doesn't
similar.
Count.
Does it have a name? Does it have
count.
A name?
No name.
Okay.
So is that two for weird? Did you say weird? Yeah.
Two for weird, yeah.
What about Pam? Just wrap us up, Pam.
No, it's not weird. I sleep with a stuffed toy.
What stuffed toy?
A Tigger, a tiny
yes!
Tigger.
Yes! Good on you, Pammy.
I think it's normal. I don't get it.
Has it been an issue when you've met new partners?
No. I'm single though, so maybe.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, dude.
Have you heard the latest?
Maybe it'll blow your mind.
Totally viral.
Surf it, scroll it, those it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it.
Oh, my God. Everyone's talking about it.
What's the haps
on the apps?
Yeah. Now, this is usually when we go around the different social media platforms and trawl through the comments and things that are being left for us. But it's really hard this week because it's just been dominated by the viral sensation that is the Enforcer. My dad has started an Instagram account.
Why did he start it again?
To comment because he reckoned the internet was on fire
after his appearance on the project
and to respond to comments.
Okay.
I think he had it sitting there, but it just became active.
Active. Yeah. And so just to be clear, he hasn't posted anything yet.
No, because remember, he wants to break the record for the most number of followers without a post.
Well, he had 13, did he, to start with?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now, he joins us on the line. Enforcer, hello.
Hello.
Oh, you sound like...
It's a different voice. It's a famous person's voice, isn't it?
Oh, well, I am famous now, yeah. So, yeah.
Has it gone to your head, Pa? I mean, just talk us through... What's day-to-day life like? Are people stopping in the street?
People I know.
Okay. Have you had much... I noticed you still haven't posted. Have you had any inklings to post? Is there anything that's been... you thought, that could be a good first post?
Oh, having so many followers, of course, and being so famous, I thought one idea for a first post might be the first person who actually recognises me in the street and says, "Oi, you're the Enforcer."
That's great. Very, your dad, like great. The way he thinks.
That's great. So we're encouraging, if you do see
the Enforcer, stop him. Say, "You're Tommy's dad, the Enforcer."
Yeah.
He'll take a pic with you
that's
and that'll be
great.
His first
that
pic.
That is really good, Pa. Real good stuff.
Because what did you say his numbers are up to? How many following now?
Dad, you've got 3,600 or just over, sorry, 3,600. I've just refreshed. You've got another one. And Buzzy's a bit furious about that. Why is that, Buzz?
Ian, you've got more followers than me, mate, and I've been on the show for 3 years. 3,300 I've got, and you've got 3,006.
Charlie, that's a bit tougher, especially after the marvellous post the other day with you as a ball boy. I thought you were fantastic.
Thank you. You can see that. _bus7. It's on my Instagram. Go check that one out.
Give yourself a plug there.
I'm trying to get more horses than you.
You're going to be in January this year.
It's that attitude, Buzz. You don't see Enforcer doing his own plug. It's really the air of desperation.
I've tried to get you guys to do it for me for years and you haven't.
Yep, okay, what do you want me to push? I'll push something for you.
It's too desperate.
No,
it's too needy, mate.
I feel like
I
haven't done it in three years, I probably should do it.
Dad,
now.
Have you checked your have you checked your DMs?
My what?
Yeah, because I've had a few people messaging me saying I DM'd your dad and he hasn't got back to me.
What are they DMing him?
I don't know.
Maybe don't check your DMs.
No,
if they're anything like your DMs, they might give them a heart attack.
Well, they're pretty thirsty, the ones that
come
through.
That's what I mean.
Oh, is this like the sort of thing where someone was offering to be my manager or these sorts of things?
Have you had a management offer?
I have, and I thought, I've got twice as many posts as you have. I don't think so.
Did you get posts and followers confused there?
I've got absolutely no idea.
Okay. Well, don't agree to any management deals without letting me
know.
The
challenge has been put out there. Yes. If you see the Enforcer across the weekend, say hello, get a pic with him. Yep. You'll be the first on his Insta.
That's great. And then you blow up.
You go viral.
Buzz, you can't leave. I know you're going to look for Dad now so you can feature on his Instagram, but it's real desperate, bro. We've got to finish the show.
I've just unfollowed him. So sorry, Ian.
He's lying. And also, Dad doesn't follow you anyway.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
R&B Fridays Live returns this November with Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent and more. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster.
Same, but backwards.
It's Europe, it's Latin, yeah. Feeling competitive?
Not really.
I've run out of new approaches.
Yeah, let's just do it.
Okay, great.
All right. Here is song number one.
Tommy.
Tommy's
Miley,
in.
Miley, Wrecking Ball.
We got there in the end.
I nearly dropped it, but it was worth the 16-second grab.
That last bit is vital.
Yeah, the first bit was so boring.
Okay. I'm assuming we're out of time and Tommy wins 1-0.
Nah, here's song number two.
Carrie's
in.
Akon Lonely.
It is.
Very good, Vickers.
Thank God we didn't have to hear 16 seconds of that.
I was waiting till we were through the whole song again. I thought the rules had changed.
One apiece. Song number three.
Carrie's
in.
Damn it. Buzzer out, Buzz. Buzzer out, Buzz. Buzzer out, Buzz.
The creep guy.
Let it think. No, well, you can't say that. You
Robin
absolutely
Thicke.
Can't say that.
What?
Buzzer out. Yeah, you can't say that. You can't say that.
Robin Thicke.
You can't say that, mate.
What?
Buzzer out. It's been so long.
What do you mean?
Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines.
Tommy!
What? Why didn't I say it? I'm so confused. Yeah. What? You buzzed me out. I was in the middle of telling you.
You can't call him a creep.
He presented.
You can't.
2-1.
Thank you.
Carrie, you need to get this one to stay in the game. Song number four. Carrie's in. Just.
Gangnam Style side.
It is.
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Not as much celebrating there.
No, he's a bit,
I'm still stuck back on whether I can call him a creep or not.
Stop bringing it up.
Can I call him a creep?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
Sai's a bit of a creep, though, I reckon.
No, you can't say that. Because he's not a creep.
All right, we're two apiece, one to go, which means this is the decider for the win. Tommy's in.
Been in a bedroom. Shaggy wasn't me.
It is!
Robin Thicke then.
Oh, God.
You distracted me with your creepy talk.
Yeah. I've been saying it wasn't me. That's pretty creepy, actually. All right, you went too early.
Tommy's on
he's a creep.
Yeah. Tommy's on his way back. Back to 13-10 for the year, Tommy. Ooh. You're on your way back, mate.
Time to shine.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
Sorry. Still to cover.
Oh, no, guys. I knew it would happen one day. Bickmore can't talk. We all need new jobs.
Still to cummering. Oh, no. What does that mean?
Still to cummering. back to cummering and still to cummering.
Still discovering is yes. what I was trying to say. Fun things about you. So the other day we discovered that yeah. you can do makeup artistry.
Oh, my
Amazing.
God. You know, I had so much fun doing that.
Did you?
I actually, it was quite fulfilling.
Yeah, it was. Painting is fun.
It's painting a face. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something else I discovered that I didn't know
yes,
about you.
Okay.
Out for Father's Day dinner with my dad the other night mm-hmm. At a tennis club.
Yeah.
And we were a bit early, and so we were perusing the board of past champs. They have all the names up on the thing. And what do you know? 1977, 1978, okay. 1979. One T Little. Hey, back to back winner.
Hey, back to back to back.
Yeah. I know, wow. three in a row. That's the Lawn Tennis Association Championships.
You know where my tennis really went downhill?
Clay?
No, when I was born. I think you'll notice there, after I was born, not one championship.
Well, what's your sister's name?
Katie. Kate.
Because is there a E in your family? Someone starting with
oh,
E?
Oh, yeah. Eggnog Little. I forgot about Eggnog.
Because in the 80s, E Little came back strong.
Really?
Yes.
Bloody hell. How did E Little go?
E Little, 79 and 78, back-to-back champs.
Oh, my God. Edward's my middle name. They could have been calling me.
It's not your middle name.
No, but for the purpose of the story, I was hoping so.
So either you're yes. actually older than you say you are. Or there's another T Little in the
now,
world.
There's one thing we know about this show, and that is that only one person lies about their age. And Buzz, is it you?
No.
No, certainly not me. So.
I'm 31, mate. Oh,
you know the most hurtful thing about that? Saunders laugh. Sisters are meant to look out for each other. Saunders cackling like a banshee. Saunders like, that's not even the right decade.
Do you know how old I am, Saunders?
Yeah, you're 39.
Oh, mate, I'm not.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, quick.
To you too.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Nearly time for us to get out of here, so we shall do this.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
Been a big week as well.
It's been a huge week because why don't you kick us off?
Well, I've had a great week. We got to surprise Ella with the trip of a lifetime yes. to Paris. It was Ollie's birthday.
Yep.
And despite all of your amusement, I discovered that my present of a thermos to my son Ollie was a great gift. We got him a thermos.
That's weird. I didn't play that. That's really strange how that just happened.
I thought you said Ollie was 12 and not 80.
No, I got him other cool thermos. Stuff as well. Space Talk watch so that he's got...
They sponsor our show. You gave him a free watch. I'm doing an endorsement for Blackmores. You can have some of my women's Ultivite. Would you like some of those? Tarrant, is a thermos a good present for a 12-year-old?
I've got an 11-year-old. I got her a thermos for a birthday.
Thank okay. you, Taryn.
And what else did you get her, Taryn?
Oh, I gave her $100 too.
Claire, what did you get? Is it your daughter or your son?
It was my daughter. She okay. turned 12 last year and I got her a husky puppy.
And I'm assuming, Claire, is husky puppy a brand of thermos?
No, it's a real-life puppy dog.
Oh, my gosh.
He has been asking for a puppy, but that's
dog.
Way too much work for me.
Yeah, you guys would get him a lead and then say you do the rest. Or one of the bags of dog poo that Sonda's been stashing.
I mean, sure, I realise now listening back to that.
Mm. You were focusing.
It wasn't such a great.
You only remembered the first caller, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah. The husky was pretty good.
And even the thermos. Did you forget about the $100 that was thrown in?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Buzzy, you want to have a crack?
Guys, I'm wrapped. I don't think I've ever been more wrapped, to be honest with you. Maybe even a little bit of borderline smug, because I never realised how much power I actually had when it comes to the show. Like, you know, being able to control the buttons. But this week, not only did I cut Carrie off, but I got to cut out something really important that I didn't want the rest of Australia to hear from you, Tommy.
Parents on social media, are they getting involved? Are they slowly destroying your life by their involvement? And where have they gone wrong?
Do you remember my mum? Oh, don't have time for that.
Buzz is wrapping up. Breaks at 5 minutes. We can talk about your mum in the next break.
I'll tell you that after. Buzzy over here, he was part of Miss Bikini Townsville.
2013. Yes.
Well, not part, sorry. He hosted it.
I thought you said you were on the catwalk.
He wasn't
I was hosting it. I wasn't wearing a bikini. Would have won if I did.
She sure feels
it's
those
time for Bickmore's Bits. Here we go
now. Cut you off at a great time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I knew exactly when to cut you off, and I'm glad I did.
Well, baby has got back. Geez, you're getting pretty brutal on those buttons, Buzzy.
Feeling real powerful, guys, real powerful. Yeah. It's going to my head.
So am I going to get to do my one here, or are you just going to cut me out halfway through?
No, you go.
Okay. Guys, I'm...
Take a deep breath and relax.
There'll be another Carrie and Tommy catch-up podcast very soon.
Rescue Sleep contains white chestnut, traditionally used to ease recurring and worrying thoughts that keep you awake at night. Choose Rescue Sleep. Use only as directed.